Numbers 1. Numbers 22.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side of Jordan by Jericho. And Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was so afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field." And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers, therefore, to Balaam, the son of Beor, to Bethel, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, "Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide opposite me. Come now, therefore."
Okay, it's like you are not reading King James Version.
King James. Numbers 22.
It's like you are not reading King James Version.
I'm reading King James.
Read your last, the last sentence you have just read. Let me hear you.
Verse 5. Is
the last sentence in that verse 5. After Egypt.
After
behold.
Behold, they cover the face of the earth and they abide opposite me.
Amen. That's why I say you are not reading King James. Okay, sit down. Let me read for emphasis, please. I want to emphasize some verses here. Verse 6. "Come now, therefore, I pray thee, cause me these people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I would that he whom thou blessed is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed." And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. And they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak. And he said unto them, "Lodge here this night, and I'll bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me." And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. And God came unto Balaam and said, "What men are these with thee?" And Balaam said unto God, "Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covered the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them, peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out." And God said unto Balaam, "Thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed." I want to read that verse 12 again. And God said unto Balaam, "Thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed." And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, "Get you into your land, for the Lord refused to give me leave to go with you." And the prince of Moab rose up and they went unto Balak and said, "Balaam refused to come with us." And Balak sent yet again princes, more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, "Thus said Balak the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. For I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people." This is for a second time now. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, "If Balak will give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Now therefore, I pray you, tarry here. Tarry ye also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more." Listen carefully, because it is this story we are going to analyze. It is this story that gave birth this Trinity. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 20. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet, the word which I shall say unto thee, that shalt thou do. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a part of the vineyard, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself onto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. And he smote her again. Hey. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled. And he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, an animal is talking to Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me. An animal is talking to a prophet. I would there were a sword in my hand, for now will I kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, am not I thy ass, upon which thou hast ridden over since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, wherefore hast thou smitten thy ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I slain thee and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it pleaseth thee, I will get me back again. And the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that thou shalt speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We can stop this part of the message, the reading. In a nutshell, we catch that picture from the story of Balaam. It's a very interesting story, because it teaches us so many things. The first interesting thing about it all is that Balaam, listen carefully, Balaam was not a Jew. Yet, he had contact with the God of Israel. How come an uncircumcised Gentile could enter the Spirit and contact the God of Israel? So we learn, number one, that it is true that God giveth his gifts to all men. Psalm 68 verse 18. He said, even to the rebellious. Amen. That is why I say that you are a gifted brother, a gifted sister, that you are anointed. It's not evidence that you have an eternal connection with God. It's not evidence that you're a child of God. It's not evidence that you're under a covenant with Him. That is number one we learn from that story. A Gentile prophet. That is, when they say prophet, that is a one that does divination. Because they took along the wages of divination. Balak was the king of the Moabites. They were not Jews. And so if the king of Moabites was going to his babalawo, he will always go with the offering for divination. All of you, we don't go babalawo before. You know they go empty-handed. Now, is it not true? Eh? Because that gift will charge him the more. Depends on how he be. He will enter spirit well, well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number one, he went to inquire. Balaam told him, come. He was hiring him to come and curse Israel. They were going their way, JJ, passing through the wilderness to the promised land. But the king of Moab wanted to deal with them. They were afraid. And he went to inquire first. The Lord told him, don't go with them. Church, listen. Don't go with them. You cannot curse those people because they are blessed. You can't curse whom God has blessed. Is it true? How many people are blessed here? By God, though. No, I didn't say your papa bless you. By God. If you are, let me see your hand. Put down your hand. No man can curse you when God has blessed you. It's easy to say yes now. But I see so many of you that come and say, Pastor, my former pastor, he cursed me. There's one, my uncle, that cursed me. If anybody curse you and it come to pass, it simply means you are disconnected from the heavenly blessings. Praise God. Okay, the emphasis here is, number one, he told him, don't go. What did he say? God told him, don't go. When they went, he came back again. Balak said, look, he gave him more promises, more money, more gifts, more gold and silver, and promised him honor and say, any other thing you want, say it, I will give it to you. That became irresistible. God again, Balaam again, say, okay, but let me tell you people, I'm a servant of God, I know they do anything, unless God tell me to do it. Now waiting God to tell me to do, now they do. Church, what God has told us to do is already here known in the Bible. That is God's perfect will. I preach a message, I title The Perfect Will and the Permissive Will of God. The perfect will of God for every one of us is here in the Bible. And God cannot contradict himself. Church, listen. God cannot contradict himself. Can you tell your neighbor, God cannot contradict himself? Say it. No, you don't. Tell your neighbor, make it hear you well. That's the mistake most people make. So many people, they depend more on their gift than than on the written word of God. Make this Bible your compass, your absolute, your foundation. This is the written word of God. There is also the spoken word of God. But church, the written word of God is there to judge the spoken word of God. Whatever you speak, before you accept it, make sure it does not contradict what has been written here. Church, God has spoken to Balaam, don't go. That is his perfect will. They are blessed. You can't curse them. But because he saw the gift, his eye is on something now. Then he said, let me go and inquire again from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why was that angel going to kill him? He said, because I have found thy ways, what? Perverse. What is it that perverse these ways? Hallelujah. That is the way of Balaam. That is the way of Balaam. A perverse way. He loved the wages of unrighteousness. That's what Peter put it. He loved the wages of unrighteousness. What wages? They are giving him money to go and do something contrary to the will of God. It is the wages of unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say this in a way that everybody will understand. I want to say it in a way everybody will understand. And God will help me say it in a way that you will understand. I don't want to go too deep on this thing. I just want to brush over it just enough for somebody to catch something. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So many people don't know how God works. So many people don't know how God works. Praise God. Ezekiel chapter 14. Hallelujah. Are we there? Ezekiel chapter 14. I am coming back to Balaam. Listen. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. I'm reading from verse 1. Ezekiel 14, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put a stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Shall I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak unto them, and say unto them, Thus said the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that set up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet. I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus said the Lord God, repent and turn yourself from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, of the stranger that sojourned in Israel, which separated himself from me, and set up his idols in his heart, and put the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man. I will make him a sign and a proverb. And I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. I never finish. Verse 9. And if the prophet be deceived, when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. So God can deceive a prophet. And I will stretch out my hand upon him. I will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all their transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I may be their God, saith the Lord God. You see? Balaam, hallelujah, already had his idol in his heart. What was it? Hallelujah. Amen. It's after the gift that they have promised him. That is why he's going to inquire. He already knows the perfect will of God. He knows what he should do and what he should not do. And he's still coming again to God. Father, I don't come again. No, I don't know whether I know here you were that day before yesterday. Talk again, Lord. Speak again, Lord. Shall I go? Shall I go? The man is very worried, though. The man is very worried. He will be angry with me. He will think that I have disappointed him. Father, speak. Father, speak. And God came down and said, my servant, go. Amen. As soon as he had go, he didn't ask a second time. Father, did you say I should go? Go. Now, if Balaam now immediately prepared his donkey, his ass, sat on it, oh yeah, chop, 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 chop. If you ask Balaam, Balaam, where are you going to? What will he tell you? God said I should go and curse those people. You get what I'm saying now? God said. But didn't God say? But God said. Church, that is exactly what I'm saying. When it comes to a lot of other issues in the Church of Jesus Christ, the Bible has spelled them out clearly. For instance, the Bible forbids a woman to pastor a church. It is written clearly in the Bible. Every day we read it. Every sister, they read them. But she's there going to the mountain. Oh Lord, use me. Give me the grace. I have a body for this city of Lagos. See prostitutes everywhere. Your people are suffering, Lord. Give me the mantle I want to turn. And hey, those of you who are married, if your wife wants to get anything from you, you know she will get it. In fact, not the only wife said, if a woman wants to get anything from a man, he will get it. That's why the best intercessors are women. If God no give them, God no go sleep that day. And so she's there crying in the mountain. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Lord, hey, Lord, use me to turn the city of Lagos upside down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the next thing you will hear is what? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What are those? Is that a distracting spirit there? Eh? Distracting spirit? Can I continue now? Coordinators, there are some people that, you know, handling them will cause distraction. So you will be patient, leave them till when we are singing. When we are singing, then you go drag and I say, you're under anointing, now they carry and come out. Eh? No matter how they misbehave, just leave them when someone is going on. As soon as they say, lift up your hands, let's pray, carry four people. Ochebe, go out. Nobody go know. They go to Sena, she don't under anointing. I'm talking about that woman that knows the perfect will of God. If she goes crying like that, a voice will speak to her. Go, my daughter. I give you the anointing to turn Lagos, everybody, all the Agberos, all the armed robbers, I give them to you, bring them to the kingdom. She will come down from the mountain. The Lord commissioned me that I should set up a ministry, and he gave me the ministry of robbers. And don't say she didn't hear a voice. Eh? Pastor, don't say she didn't hear a voice. She had a voice. The voice said, go, I send you as my disciple. In fact, from today, you are Reverend Dr. Apostle Mrs. That was the position of Balaam. Go. Hallelujah. But while he was going, blessed be the name of the Lord, the angel of death was waiting to cut him off. Because you say he should go. Why do you want to kill him again? That is this mystery about the God we serve. It's a mystery. That's why you must be very, very careful with this God. He can deceive even a prophet. He can deceive a prophet. He deceived 400 prophets so that Ahab can be destroyed. 400 prophets. We are prophesying to Ahab to go for that battle in Ramoth Gilead. And it was God that was deceiving them. So that Ahab, on the strength of that prophecy, will go to die, so that the prophecy of Elijah concerning him will come to pass. See? That's the God we serve. That's why Apostle Paul said that we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling. He said, he who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the way of Balaam. Why? He, according to Peter, he said he was forsaking the right way and gone astray. What is the right way? Blessed be the name of the Lord. The right way in the ministry, your Christian faith, because this is a church that is full of gifts. The Christian church generally is full of gifts. Every ministry is determined by your gifts that you have. In the use of that gift, praise the Lord. Listen, church. The right way is don't be induced to do wrong things. Don't be induced by anything to do the wrong. Don't. Number two, follow the perfect will of God, not the permissive will of God. Always look for the perfect will when you want to do anything. Look for the perfect will, and there is God's perfect will. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The perfect will of God is that you shall not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. He banned the Israelites from getting married to those Moabites and the Philistines. He banned them. You are a Christian. Of all the people you want to get married to, is that unbeliever. Why? And you are disturbing God. If I not marry this man, I'm going to die. I love him. I love this. I never loved anybody like this before. In your heart. But before I marry, shall the Bible says, commit your ways unto the Lord. Let me go and inquire. I hear, say, prophets, they brought an assembly. Oh, yeah, maybe you're even fasting. Lord, I want to know, should I marry this man? Meanwhile, in your heart, you are saying, if I don't marry this man, I go die. But to fulfill all righteousness, Lord, tell me, should I marry him? God will say, marry him. That's your husband. Marry her as your wife. And you will jump up, Pastor, I am sure God told me that's my wife. Pastor, I am sure. Because if you come to me to wait you, I will ask you, do you love her? Yes. I see the woman. Painted mouth. Stand like masquerade. You say you are born again, brother? Yes. God talks to me. Oh, God talk to you. Say yes. You don't see vision. Eh? You see half of vision. Say, eh. I should join you. Say, eh. You don't inquire. You are sure. Everything. So, God told me 3 times. That's my wife. I say, oh, yeah. Say after me. I join you. For better, for worse. No separation. Till death do you part. And the two of them shall answer me and say, eh. Man, that's all. Carry your thing, go. I am not among the men of God that will come and say, no, I will not wed you. Anybody you bring to me, I will wed you. As long as you have paid bride price. Anybody you bring to me, I will wed you. Even if you say, the girl says she don't like bride assembly, so make her come wed you for Sheraton Hotel, I will carry my Bible, come. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Follow the perfect will of God. Not the permissive will. Don't. Not his permissive will. Don't do that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The way of Balaam is the way. Oh, glory be to God. Is the way. The way. The way. The way. Is the way of destruction. The way that leads to destruction. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the effect? All his mind is on that gift. All his mind is on that money. All his mind is what he will get. There are people that come into the ministry to serve God. And the reason you are coming to the gospel is because you are coming there to make a career. Christianity is not a career. It's not a career. It's not business. It's not business. I have seen people who will say, brother, with this gift that you have, do you know we can partner? You know, I will bring the money. Then I will hire the place, I will furnish the place, I'll buy in the instrument and everything. Then, you know, the tithe and offering, then we'll share it. If you agree, with this grace you have, you know, you will make it. The gift that TB Joshua have, no reach half your own now. Hallelujah. And some people, that's the reason why you sit in the end of a police station. That's the reason why you see them killing themselves. Fighting. Why? Now business, they start. One cheat the other. Because after the man don't use you, finish, start the church. He don't start, finish. Then he begin to tell you how much self you bring. When we start, how much? Okay, how much? Tell me how much I pay you off now. Then the man say, Nala. Now me and you here, or this ministry go scatter. Then they carry highest assassins and be chasing one another. That's why I say, if that is your motive for coming to the ministry, you are another Balaam. And that type of motive, it kills the conscience. It blinds the vision. Until Balaam, his mind was so much on the game. Hey, from now on, say they say, I'm not going to build a house for my village. From now on, say they say, now I go arrive. Now, make a job finish with this man. Hey, this is a big fish. Man, don't catch big fish now. Hey, so his mind was so much on that until an angel was standing before him to kill him. He didn't see. An animal saw it. An animal saw danger coming to a prophet. And the prophet could not see because the eye he would have used to see that danger, the eye was concentrating on the reward. See? Praise God. That is what happens. You start your ministry, instead of you to concentrate on raising up souls to take them to heaven, where your mind is. Hallelujah. The real children will come to you. The real children of God, God will send to you. You will push them aside. You are looking at the one who brought that car. Any flashy car that is parked, you have your security that will spot there and see where they sat down. And then what service is going on? Brother, the Jew said you should see him after service. What happened? You see the type of car you brought. It's true. People who have money, they are given special seat in the church. They are given special privileges. People who have money, they are the elders of the church. People who have money, they are the special people in the church, irrespective of how they got the money. Then you lose the vision of the reason God called you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Why? The conscience is seared, the Bible says, with a hot iron. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the way of Balaam. Forsaking the right way and going astray. Okay? Now, the second one is the error of Balaam, where we saw in Jude verse 11. A group of people that run greedily after the error of Balaam. And I say something, that the spirit, there are two spirits in the church, carrying Bible, preaching Jesus Christ. The spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And I say, the spirit of error is not only in doctrine. From the description of Balaam here, greed is also an error. If you are greedy, you are in error. You may have correct water baptism, correct Godhead. You may not be abusing anybody. You may be a prayer warrior. But once you are greedy, you are still in error. It's true. It's a spirit behind it. The wages of unrighteousness is error. It's error. Hallelujah. It's true now. Wages of unrighteousness. You want to go and do evil so that they will pay you. If you receive such money, it is error. The Bible calls it the wages of unrighteousness. The first person we see that spell out in the Bible is Judas Iscariot. He sold his master for 30 pieces of silver. And when he discovered that the master died, true, he died, he felt bad over it and took the 30 pieces of silver to the temple. He wants to go and drop the money. Amen. Of course, the priests, they rejected the money. Why did they reject it? They call it blood money. They call it blood money. That's why I was telling some people recently. They say one ministry, they are just 2 years old. 2 years old. And just within 2 years, the pastor has built a story building in his village. Less than 2 years, 1.5 years old or so. The pastor has how many jeeps? 4 jeeps? Oh, you know the person who had the talk. It's your brother. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And already within 1 year, he has already bought his land, not in the bush, in the center of Lagos. And the building project is going on. And everybody else, they are saying, I say, brother, wait. Thank God. Because it is possible for God to raise one man for him. It is possible. God can raise one man that will just come and say, Kai, I have benefited from this your gift. Therefore, take 100 million naira. It's a small thing. I say, but at the same time, if that is it, it's okay. I say, personally, when I see anybody, whether my mate or my junior or my colleague or anywhere or my senior, whether in the village or in Lagos, wherever, you are progressing. Amen. I never compare myself with anybody. The reason is, I don't know his source of income. And nobody will tell you his true source of income. Amen. So you have to know it. Church, hallelujah. There are some people that are boasting about with property that they use blood money to purchase. They are riding cars that they use blood money to purchase. And they want to give glory to God. You see, I am making it. Well, I have told you, and I'll continue to say it. A true man of God, I repeat, church, listen. A true servant of God, his testimony is not on the material things he has acquired since he started the ministry. The testimony of a true man of God is the number of people he is sure have received eternal life in his ministry. That is a true servant of God. Whether you clap your hands or not, it doesn't matter. But I am telling you that is a fact. Because when we get to heaven, of all the accusations you will have on earth, the only thing every man of God will present before the Lord are the souls that he won. The souls that he won. And the reason why Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary, he left us with one ministry. And it is not the ministry to make people rich. And it is not ministry to cast out devils. And it is not the ministry of prosperity. It is a ministry of reconciliation. 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 To reconcile souls back to their maker. And when a man's way pleases the Lord, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, other things will follow. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Other things will follow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Anytime I organize baptism of the Holy Ghost program, and we are having it in June. Am I correct? Ike, correct? First week of June? First or second week of June? From the 7th. It's a 6-day program. 6 night vigils. With titling Making Your Calling and Election Sure. And during that period, I said, receive the Holy Ghost. And something happened. Hiya. That's my greatest joy on earth. The Bible says the whole heaven rejoices when one soul comes into the kingdom. And that soul coming into the kingdom is not altar call. It's not altar call. I can make altar call now and come. And out of those who come, only one may receive, may enter the kingdom. That's the truth. Because some people just see some people coming to the altar, they will follow and come. Anything that has to do with altar, somebody must say, I must go there too. So you know that person did not answer a call by Jesus, come to me. Jesus said, come to me, you that are heavy labor and heavy laden, and I will give you something. Hallelujah. When you come, hallelujah. It is one thing to come, it's another to receive that thing from him. Praise the Lord. When I see somebody right before my face receive the Holy Ghost, and maybe you are thinking, you mean when I say receive the Holy Ghost, somebody fall under anointing? It's not every falling under anointing that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What I mean is, after that program, I begin to see the lives of the people changed. Hallelujah. A sinner changed to a saint. That's the purpose of the Holy Ghost. That is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. I see a sister that used to bleach, stop bleaching. I see a sister that used to dress anyhow, begin to cover her body. I see a sister removing all the paint all over. I see a woman coming to tell me, Pastor, since that June program, my husband has changed. You know, they beat me again. Because there are some men that beat their wives. And then they carry Bible. And any man that beats his wife, and you are going to church, you are a disgrace to Christianity. That's the truth. You are a disgrace to Christianity. In fact, you are a bushman. Civilized people don't beat their wives. It's an animal nature. People who are wise and enlightened, they can't. It's a bushman. You still have village mentality inside of you. And you are living in Lagos. You have left your village, but your village is still inside of you. And it's a sign of weakness. A weak person is the one that beats his wife. It's true. Now, if you are strong, your wife no go even do anything to offend you. Because anytime he offends you, you know the answer. Anytime you do something, you know the answer. Anytime you do, he push you, say, you are small, can they worry you. and you go. That woman go tire for you now. Shame go begin catch up. Because everybody go face her. Even your children will face her. Mommy, if you push daddy again, we will push you back. Shame go catch up. Praise the Lord. Some people beat even their girlfriends. You never pay dowry, they beat them. And the girl goes, she says, I love him, I love him. Hey, hey, you love murder. A person when they kill you, they curse you, they curse you. Or family that they follow you, say, I love you. A man beat you, he never pay your dowry. He they beat you. If you marry, you call your house, how you going to do for you? Pastor, I love him, I love him. Or family debt, then they curse you with. So of you to run for your life. I love him. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until today, till today, till today, people are still bringing wages of unrighteousness to the church. Cocaine pusher, your money is a money of unrighteousness. 419, Yahoo Yahoo, your money is money of unrighteousness. Thief, armed robber, lie lie, fornicators, you bring that type of money to the house of God, a proper church. The angel that was waiting for Bella will wait for you after service. That one is certain. Certain. That is certain. That's certain. Certain. You go and sleep with a man, then he dash you money. He said, no, it's just they help me. Just they help me. It's just they help you. You the helper, him they help you. I know they sleep with him, I just they help him. Then the man too, they help me. We are not fornicating. We are not fornicating. He has promised to marry me. We are engaged. Pastor, you will not understand. We are engaged. He don't do introduction. No, we don't go. My papa know, my mama know him. Even my papa, my mama know say at the day in house every time. So the money where he give me. Anything bad with him? Something bad. Now because you didn't sleep with her, now he give you the money. That is prostitution. What is the difference between you and the prostitute in the street? It's the same thing. Then you bring that money, I'm going to pay my tithe. It's wages of unrighteousness. It's abomination to do that. Any pastor that collects such money, you know the business somebody is doing. You know the evil that person is doing. And you collect such money from that person. You are not that Balaam. It's the same spirit in Balaam that is disturbing you. Chai, this kind of man, they're going to get money for their church. So, now when you make that statement, you are trying to say that there are no genuine Christians. But there are genuine Christians. There are genuine Christians. There are sisters that no matter what condition they go through, they will close their legs. If you don't help them, unless you sleep with them, they will tell you, go away. They will tell you off and go. There are Christians. There are Christians. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You think you cannot survive in this world unless you do crook, 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 crook? It's a lie. God has genuine children doing genuine business that he will use as a standard to judge you. It's true. Wages of unrighteousness. Blessed people. Look, there are ministers that they don't care. Before you carry that cocaine, come, they will bless you everywhere. Pray for you, prophesy, see road, wait for you, and tell you to make vow. If you go, come back. How much? If you don't bring, I'll lose you. They will catch you. And the man goes, say, yes now. They share it. The Church of Jesus Christ is not like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The wages of unrighteousness, he called it error. William Branham prayed for a man, a wealthy man, very wealthy man, whose daughter had leukemia, cancer of the blood. In those days, even up to now, it's still not curable. But the man, the daughter was healed. And the man flew with his private jet to see William Branham in America and wrote a check of $1 million. Take in appreciation. William Branham, a prophet of God, looked at him and said, no, 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 no. You don't have to do that. Keep your money. And the man said, no, why? Why are you rejecting it? He said, this is a drop in the ocean. I have so many ships. I have so many estates. I have so many properties. This is nothing. $1 million is nothing. So don't think I am. He said, William Branham said, you have all this here? He said, yes, everywhere. He said, do you have any up there? Hallelujah. Why did William Branham reject that? Now, am I saying that ministers of God should not receive gifts? No. That's not what I'm saying. The people that should receive gifts the most should be ministers of God. Because through them you are blessed. And the Bible gives us commandment that you should take care of those that he's using to bless you. It's a commandment. But why did William Branham reject? You see? Why? Because that man, an unbeliever, when he has been blessed, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. In John chapter 6, the Lord Jesus Christ had fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread. And the next day they came looking, five loaves of bread and 5 fishes. He said the next day they came looking for him. They were running. Ha, master, where are you? We've been looking for you since. And he turned and looked at them. He said, you seek me not because of the miracle that you saw yesterday, but you are seeking for me because of the bread you ate. Why? Why did he say so? Because that miracle that you received will have caused your attention to say, who is this man? Jesus. William Branham prayed for that man. That man will have come to William Branham to say, look, how come there is no